St. John's is getting another summer festival. Out of Earshot aims to bring together music and art over 3 days in August. Festival organizer Nicole Squires says it's about showcasing the rich pool of talent in the city. The hope is to get local artists and musicians some national recognition.
I wanted to see some growing in the diversity of the music we bring here, because it's so hard to bring bands from away here because it's super expensive, and there's only a few music festivals because it is so hard. So me and a few pals who are also majority musicians and artists decided that in lieu of Shed Island deciding to discontinue the festival, that we would kind of hop in their place.
The festival will feature both indoor and outdoor venues for concertgoers to ensure accessibility for any and all music fans.
It's going to be multi-venue for sure. We're still working on like the application process and our website and stuff. So we haven't really looked too much into venue. We are definitely going to make sure that there's going to be some stuff outside, just because it is like one of the only ways to set up an accessible show, because the venues downtown St. John's are not accessible at all, and that is something that we are really dedicated to.
And it's not just about the music. Organizers hope to inject local art into the weekend's festivities.
So we're hoping, because the festival will be happening at the end of August, which is very close to the Whole Fast Festival that Eastern Edge organizes every summer. So we're hoping that, and Peppa Chan, who's one of our directors of this festival, is an amazing artist. She's so talented. So we're hoping that we will be bringing some art workshops into the mix, into the festival, to just make it a little bit more eclectic.
While Out of Earshot is still in its planning stages and fundraising is going well, local music and art fans can add one more thing to their to-do list this summer. For Kicker News, I'm Mike Moore.